The following recording has a number of different options available to you. The first is the recording of the current Afyomi 13th cycle, and it's done rather rapidly, without great detail. That's followed by a very fast review that enables you to go over the daf in about 5 to 10 minutes. That's followed by a recording of the Afyomi from the previous cycle, done at greater length, more detail, and also with a different ambience, a different audience. You can use one for your original learning and one for your review, but whatever you do, enjoy.
We're holding on the second line. So yesterday, we went through at great length how it's possible to learn that the Mishnah should work out Aliba de Rabbi Yoshua, because the Mishnah, after all, says that if there's no achila, nonetheless, every other example, there were five examples in the Mishnah of kashrut, we will perceive the tumah b'tzibur, even though we won't be able to eat it. And according to Rabbi Yoshua, im ein basar, ein dam. So we tried to work out how the Mishnah would come out. I'll leave it to Rabbi Yoshua. Today, we want to also see whether our Mishnah can work out Aliba de Rabbi Yossi. Now, Rabbi Yossi focuses on another one of the elements that we had to take into consideration yesterday. Remember that it was a complex sugya which involved a number of different things. So Rabbi Yoshua's focus was on the question of whether im ein basar ein dam. There too, we raise the question of whether tzitz is meratzah l'achilas, tzitz is not meratzah l'achilas. Today, we go directly to the other side. Machlokes Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Yossi, about whether tzitz is meratzah l'achilas, and we'll take the other issues into consideration in seeing whether it would work out in the Mishnah according to Rabbi Yossi. So, neima matnitin delo k'Rabbi Yossi. It would appear that our Mishnah doesn't follow Rabbi Yossi Shita, the Tanya. Rabbi Eliezer omer tzitz meratze al achilot. According to Rabbi Eliezer, the tzitz is meratze even on achila, that was betuma, not only on the dam, that is tummy. Now, this doesn't mean you're allowed to eat it. We'll see what it means, but it means that the basar is considered to be basar, usable. For whatever reason, we don't know yet. Rabbi Yossi omer, Rabbi Yossi says, no, the tzitz is not meratzeh al achilot. Now, at this point, we think that that must mean that since kasalka daita, if the whole point of the tzitz not being meratz al achilot, the only thing that we can consider that he said that for must be because it's nogea, a case where there is a problem of going ahead shvita, where the basar would be inedible, would be tamei. And Rabbi Yossi is saying, no, you're going to have a problem because the tzitz won't be meratz. According to who do I have a problem? I mean, according to Rabbi Eliezer, even if ein basar, we still zuzrika. So if he's trying to tell me that I better make certain that I know that ein atzitz meratzah al achilais, apparently holds a Rabbi Yoshua. Rabbi Yoshua says, you've got to have that achila in order to do the dam. Says Rabbi Yossi, well, don't rely on the tzitz. So if the basar is tamei, you're in big trouble, you won't be able to do zurik the dam because the tzitz is a meratzah on the basar. That's what we thought it meant. Which would mean that it's got to be to Rabbi Yoshua Svirle Dabrabi in Antarte. He must tell the Rabbi Yoshua who holds that you need both Dam and Basar. Otherwise, you can't be Zarek the Dam. But if that's the case, of course, we'd have to worry about how the Mishnah would work out according to Rabbi Yossi. Because, and we already saw that if you hold that if there's no Basar, that there's no Dam, then our Mishnah raises traumatic problems. Because the Mishnah says five cases where there's no achila, and nonetheless there is none. We'll go ahead and we'll bring the carbon. So what do we do now with Rabbi Yossi? No, Rabbi Yossi doesn't hold of Rabbi Yoshua. Rabbi Yossi holds of Rabbi Eliezer, who holds that there's dam, af al pisha ein basar. But if that's what he holds, so what's the relevance of the tzitz meratz on achilas? It's irrelevant. So if that's what he has, says the Gemara Yochi, l'may hilchata ein hatzitz, Miratze al achilot. Says, are you paying attention? Rabbi Eliezer is the one who says that tzitz is miratze al achilot. So you ask the same question, Rabbi Eliezer. What kind of silly halach is that? Who cares that tzitz is miratze al achilot or not? According to you, you don't need the tzitz to be miratze al achilot. So obviously there's another issue involved besides the question of whether he ain bus or ain dam. So whatever you're going to tell me Rebbe Eliezer is talking about, that's exactly what Rebbe Yossi is talking about, who holds a Rebbe Eliezer. They're only arguing about whether the tzitzis baratzel achilot, but why would they be arguing about the question in ain bus or ain dam? So what is that other issue? Well, for heaven's sakes, there's lots of other issues that I have to decide. Although it's clear to me that the Torah was never matir achila tzitz, when the tzitz is maratz on the buster, it doesn't mean you can eat it. Eating has nothing to do with the reeds. You can't eat it. The Torah says, not allowed to eat buster tamay, there's no way you can get away with eating it. Let's not even consider that. So what is the point of the tzitz being maratz? That it gives it a din of kosher buster. And why would I need to know that it's kosher buster? There's a lot of reasons I need to know it's kosher buster. Let's say the Kohen would have a machsheves pigul. If this meat isn't kosher, is there a chiyuv of eating pigul on this carbon? No. Pigul only takes hold to be machayev kares when everything else is fine. If the buser would not be fine, because the tzitz is not maratza, there wouldn't be any pigul. Is that important to know that ein tzitz maratza, that there's no chiyuv kares, the guy doesn't bring a carbon? I mean, can you think of anything more significant than that? What do I need to know that it's because of the issue of ein basar, ein dam? And how about the question of whether, once you do zrika, the buser is no longer considered to be kodshei kadashim and chayev in me'ila, if you use it. Zrika's dam is matir the buser. I mean, in this case, you can't eat it because it's tamei, but I mean, it's fine. It's still buser that adds zrika. There's no me'ila on it anymore. Is that important to know? So, what are you asking me? What did he bother mentioning it for? Very limited imagination, not to be able to figure out what he bothered to eat it for. So says the Gemara, l'may hilchata. I'll tell you. And that's what they're arguing about. That's all. Rebbe Eliezer says, as far as that issue is concerned, the tzitz has turned this baser into perfectly good baser, except for eating. So mashvele ketahar, for all intents and purposes, it's perfectly tahar baser, and therefore, if I unfortunately ruin the carbon with a machsheves chutzis manai, it's keveya the carbon bepigal, and there's a chiyuv kares. It's mafik le midei me'ila, the zrika helps to make now this baser no longer mechayev me'ila. Whereas Rebbe Yossi says, no, about that issue I argue with you, Rebbe Eliezer. In this issue, I agree with you about imein baser, yeshdam, I mean, but that has nothing to do with this. This is a different question. Lo maratza tzitziluye. Since the tzitz is not maratza on basar, it's not mashvilei katar, and therefore this carbon is in bad shape. So lo kavalei bepigol. First of all, there's no pigol on it because you don't have karatzaat kasher kacharatzaat basol. Remember, pigol is an anti-world in which everything has to be done right for wrong. Well, it wasn't done right here. And since the zrika on basar tamei does not work, and the tzitz is not maratza, the zrika was not mafkile midei me'ila, didn't cancel out the me'ila, and therefore you're still b'chayev on me'ila. So, no problem with our Mishnah. The Mishnah holds, im ein basar, yesh dam, and therefore there are five things that are simply fine to bring and not eat. Matki flora of Mori, now wait a minute. There's not five things, because I'm only coming up with four things. Because, look, you could tell me, fine, Rebbe Yossi holds like Rebbe Eliezer, that's all very nice when it comes to zvach. For now, that means that there's dam. So the Mishnah is talking about being makriv v'dam. By the Eimer, which was another one of the five things, there was the kemetz. So the Mishnah is saying, bring the kemetz. By the lechem apanim, there's the bezichei levena. So the Mishnah is saying, bring the bezichei levena, even though there's nothing to eat. That's fine, everything is great, but what about the lechem? The shtei alechem, I don't understand. What, the shtei alechem doesn't have anything. The shtei alechem is all eating. So you're saying that tzitz is not maratz on achilas, and therefore the lechem is pasul completely. Yeah, so why am I bringing it? For what? What do you mean bring it? Bring it in terms of what? I mean, unless you're talking about bring the animals whose dam is matir the lechem, even though there's a problem of tuma, because that's kifsei atzeret. That would mean that shtei lechem equals kifsei atzeret. Five equals four, because you can't use. You have two separate cases in the Mishnah. One is kifsei atzeret, and one is lechem aponi. So how does five equal four? It still won't work out. There's only four examples of things that are brought, and the Mishnah lists the Shtei Alechem, which makes no sense. The only way that we could bring the Shtei Alechem is if you hold that the tzitz is meratz on achilas, because the Shtei Alechem is entirely achilas. So see that inside. V'chitema, maybe you think it means that it's not referring to Shtei Alechem themselves, it's calling the Zivchei Shalmei Tzibur brought with the Shtei Alechem, it's calling them the Shtei Alechem. Is that what you think? The Karevi Mayan? That's the other case of Shalmei Tzibur. In which case, Imkein Havilu Arba'ah, then there's only a total of four cases listed in the Mishnah. And I read in the Mishnah five cases. V'anan Chamishatnai. So this is not going to help. Okay. Well, there's still a way for Rabbi Yossi to work things out in the Mishnah. Rabbi Yossi could hold that Tuma is Hutra B'tzibur, and therefore does not require Ritzui Tzitz. So, we always have the other variable to play with. Forgot about that. So, what if he holds Tuma is Hutra B'tzibur? Then who cares whether it's a Tzibur is on the bus or in a case where it's a Tzibur? The Mishnah is talking about a Tzibur. Says the Gemara, but there's a problem. Rabbi Yossi does not seem to hold that Tuma is Hutra B'tzibur, because, Vatanya, the Kohen that is going to be set aside for 7 days before going in to do the Avodah on Yom HaKippur, and the Kohen that is going to be doing the work of the Paraduma, preparing the Paraduma, both of them are treated in the same way. We learn that out from a pasuk. They're set aside for 7 days, and both of them, each one of those 7 days, we're mazin alav kol shiv'a mikol chata osha yusha. Divrei Rebbe Meir. So what we do is, we do a hazor of the Meir chata'at, paraduma. Every paraduma in history, from Moshe Rabbeinu on, has had a little bit set aside in the Beis HaMikdash. We take a little bit of each one of those paras, starting from Moshe Rabbeinu, and we're zerek on that kohen every single day, from all of the parot that were ever made, which are not very many, because there's only a total of 10 parot in all of history, including the one Liatid Lavo. So, but in any event, by the way, there's a machlokus, whether that means every day from all, or the 7 days from the seven, whatever. But the pashtus is like the Rambam, every day from all. And this means mix them. And this means every day. The truth is it means every day but day four, the Gemara comes out. Which anyway, we wouldn't have done 7 days because Shabbos, we don't do it. So therefore, anyway, we make it work out for the Kohen service. I'm part of the Shabbos and the fourth day come out the same. There's no point of doing it on the fourth day because the only reason we're doing it on all these days is because day one might be day three, day two might be day three, and day three might be day three. But day four can't be day three. And day five may be day four, and so on and so forth. So really, day four we leave out on it. Anyway, Rabbi Yossi Omer, Ein mazinalav ela shlishi v'shvi'i bilvad. Rabbi Yossi says, what's the point of doing that? You just want to see that he's tar. We don't do all of this malas. The bottom line is, you'll start a new count. That's fine. But anyway, does Rabbi Yossi say you need to do azar? Well, what the heck do you need to do azar for? We're talking about a tzibur. If Rabbi Yossi held that Tuma is Hutra tzibur, why are we going out of our way to make sure that the Kohen is tar? Who cares? Remember, part of the difference between Tuma Hutra tzibur and Tuma Dechuya B'tzibur is whether we go to any trouble to see whether we can bring it B'tayra. If Tuma is Hutra B'tzibur, there's absolutely zero advantage to bringing it B'tayra, Richie. So Isa Gadayta Chasav Rav Yossi Tuma Hutra B'tzibur Lama Li Hazar Klal. What are we doing Hazar for? Oh, okay, so we're out of that option. So now we don't have any solution. Machvarta Matitin Telok Rav Yossi. We're going to have to accept the sad fact that our mission does not work out according to the sheet of Rabbi Yossi here, that the tzitz is not meratz al achilas, because A, he holds tumas dechuya b'tzibur, and two, he holds tzitz is meratz al achilas, and the Mishnah lists the Shtei Alechem, which is entirely achilas, it says it's okay to bring it betuna. So there's absolutely nothing we can do. But getting back to that funny thing that Rabbi Yossi said yesterday, the Zen Kohen, remember? Omale Rav Popol Abaye. Rabbi Yossi is a little bit strange here. Rabbi Yossi Shtorim is Akilavetre. I mean, that's like somebody coming into Besdin, you know. And there's Reuven is suing Shimon, and Shimon is countersuing Reuven, and he says, you're both right. I mean, how are you Mizaka the same shtar to two different people in opposite ways? But Tanya, did I hear you say correctly that Omer Rabbi Yossi, I think that Rabbi Eliezer is right when it comes to Zvachim, and then again Rabbi Yeshua is right when it comes to Zvachim, and Rabbi Eliezer is right when it comes to Menachot, and Rabbi Yeshua is right when it comes to Menachot. So Rabbi Eliezer is right, Rabbi Eliezer b'Zvachim, because he claims you bring Dam Afapish in Basar. But on the other hand, I agree with Rabbi Yeshua also b'Zvachim, who says, who cares? Imein Dam in Basar, I mean just the opposite, sorry. If there's no Dam, he says, let's start again. I hold of Rabbi Eliezer b'Zvachim, who says that you can bring Dam Afapish in Basar. And I also agree with Rabbi Yehoshua, who says you cannot. Imein Dam in Basar, Imein Basar in Dam. I also agree with Rabbi Eliezer b'Menachot. Rabbi Eliezer says, it doesn't matter if there's Shiraim. Go right ahead and bring your Kometz Alpha Pishen Sham Shiraim. However, Rabbi Yehoshua strikes me as very right when he says, well, if there's no Shiraim, there's no Kometz. And if there's no Kometz, there's no Shiraim.
What?
Oh, Marley, now you don't understand. We put this all together. What do you think, he's crazy? He didn't say this all at one time. He was simply saying, while he was learning Zvachim, and he hears this machlokas between Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yehoshua, he was saying, Mistavra, that Kikoi b'Zvachim, when he was holding the second Zvachim. So he said, you know what? I see this machlokas over here in Zvachim, about whether he main basar ain't dam. I'm assuming that the same machlokas that they have in Zvachim, they have in Menachas. And when he was learning Menachas, he said, ah, machlokas about whether you bring a Kometz, Afal Pishen Shirayim, is probably the same machlokas when it comes to Zvachim. So, Kiyecha, the Polik B'Menachas, Polik Nami B'Zvachim. Oh, Marley, what kind of silly pshat is that? I mean, you could say, you get away with the first part, that where he was holding in Zvachim, he said, I believe that the machloket in Zvachim is also in Menachas. Okay, now you could say, I mean, we had a question yesterday about whether that's true. So Rabbi Yossi is saying, I think it's true. But that's because the pasuk was about blood. It was about zvach. Dam zvachecha yishafek v'habasar yochel. Or v'yasita olotecha habasar v'adam. That's all about zvach. It's not about menachas. But it's a little bit weird to be learning menachas and saying, I think that if they argue in menachas, they argue in zvachim. For heaven's sakes, ikar krab is zvachim with ksive. The pasuk is in zvachim. It's not in menachas. What kind of strange thing would it be to say, I think they also argue in Menach in Zvachim. Obviously they argue Menach in Zvachim. So that's not the answer. Try again. Okay. Elalokash. What he meant to say was, Ro'eh ani estivrei Reb Eliezer. I agree with Reb Eliezer, who holds even if there's no basar, there is still dam. But that's only in a case where it was nitma, so that the basar is still around, it's just coming. However, I agree with what Rabbi Yehoshua says, if the basar doesn't exist anymore, if it's avud, if it's saruf, you see? No, I don't see. What's the difference? I don't understand. But nitma my time. What's the difference if it's nitma? I mean, the only difference I know is because of the tzitz. But the whole point of Rabbi Yossi is he says that tzitz is not meratza. So what would be the difference if it's lost or if it's nitma? Hashamat leila Rabbi Yossi diomar, ein hatzitz meratza al achilot. Sali Chali, try again. Okay, try again. El, Elokash. Maybe it goes like this. Ro'eh ani etivrei Rebbe Eliezer betzibur. I agree with what Rebbe Eliezer says, that when it comes to the tzibur, that indeed im ein basar, there's still dam. And ro'eh ani etivrei Rebbe Yeshua biyachid. Sorry, that doesn't work out. Because what's the difference between a tzibur and a yachid? I mean, the only difference is the tzibur my time, because I guess because you're saying tumah zutra b'tzibur. So even though the tzitz isn't meratza, who cares? You could still bring it anyway. You don't need the tzitz to be meratza. But we just proved to you from the story in Yuma about the Kohen Gadol who requires hazoya. So chada shamat el b'yashamat tumah duchuyu b'tzibur. First of all, problem number one with your fourth approach here, is that Rabbi Yossi holds that tumah is dechuya b'tzibur. Not to mention that there's another little problem, which is that b'tzibur, what are you saying? It's talking about b'tzibur, and I hold of Rabbi Eliezer that it's kosher. I got news for you. Rabbi Yehoshua also says it's kosher, but you don't like Rabbi Eliezer. We said yesterday that b'tzibur, Rabbi Yehoshua was also makshir. So what are you saying? Rabbi Eliezer makshir below Rabbi Yehoshua? I thought we just proved yesterday Amr b'tzibur, afilu Rabbi Yehoshua was made. Remember? Ugh. Well, you're making life tough for me. Okay, let's try it another time. Okay. Ella. Ro'e ani divrei Rabbi Eliezer b'di'avad. V'divrei Rabbi Yehoshua l'chatchila. So in other words, when Rabbi Eliezer says, im ein basar, they're still dumb. Well, that's true if you did it without asking. Okay, so it's okay. But l'chatchila, Rabbi Yehoshua is certainly right who says, you shouldn't do it l'chatchila. What? But that's also wrong, because we showed that yesterday Rabbi Yehoshua was made of the b'di'avad, it is urza. So what are you telling me? I agree with Rabbi Yehoshua. Rabbi Yehoshua says that. Remember, that was the last thing we said to Rabbi Yehoshua. B'di'avad, it was urza. So what are you telling me? B'di'avad, I feel Rabbi Yehoshua nami moda. Diktani moda Rabbi Yehoshua, she'im zarak urza. Ah, wait. That was talking about Tuma. But Rabbi Eliezer wasn't talking only about Tuma. Rabbi Eliezer was saying, even if there's no basar at all, it was burnt up, it was lost, okay? Rabbi Yeshua was never Maida over there. Rabbi Yeshua sticks to his guns entirely about the issue of main basar and dam. The question is, if there is basar, but the basar was Tameh, or Yaitse, so over there he's saying, B'di'avad, it's Urza. I'm not talking about that case. When I say that what he was referring to when he said Roya Ani, Rabbi Yossi, Roya Ani is the Rabbi Eliezer, he was referring to even if there's no basar at all, that nonetheless I still am Roya Divrei Rabbi Eliezer, if it was Zorak, it's Urza, even over the Sorof. So Ki Ka'amar, Rabbi Yossi, Roya Ani is the Rabbi Eliezer, B'di'avad, B'avud V'Sorof, which Rabbi Yehoshua never said. Rabbi Yehoshua was only matir b'di'avad if we were zorek on the dam, on the basar was nifsal, but not if the basar does not exist. So at last we have an explanation of nirvana according to Rabbi Yosef. Rabbi Yehoshua.
Yeah.
If the basar is kayam.
It's meratz on the chila.
No. The basar is kayam, then the dam is still kosher because at least it exists.
The ritzui is on what? The ritzui is on the basar.
There's no ritzui. It's just the korban itself is meratz.
Oh.
But it's not, because as the Rishonim point out, this is true about Yotze too. It wasn't only true about Nitma. He's just saying Ovid Vesorov as opposed to Nitma and Yotze.
So
what are you going to say about Yotze? There's nothing to say about Yotze. Nobody holds there's a ritzui on Yotze. So the point over here is that since it's kayam, so it's less of a problem of the linkage of basar to dam, not because of ritu. Zakar Hela Commission. Nitma basar v'chelev kayam eino zoreket adam. If the basar was tame, even though we have chelev, referring to the korban pesach, this is the only case where we will not do zarika because the korban pesach, if we're not going to be able to eat it, there's no point in bringing it. Because it's eino ba mitchila, as we said, ela lachila. So even though any other korban, everybody would agree, even Rabbi Yehoshua, that if you have a murim, even if you don't have basar, like a regular korban shlamim, which a korban pesach is essentially a korban shlamim, but even though in a normal korban shlamim, there would be nobody who would have just said that statement. When it comes to korban pesach, we will simply not do the zrika. Nitma hachelev v'abasar kayam. However, if there's no emurim to put on the mizbeach, but you've got basar, that's fine. Then you'll be zorek es adam on a korban pesach.
And you can eat it.
Because the haktor of the emurim is never ma'ake. Yeah, as we said yesterday. It's only if it's there, you have to bring it first before you eat. If it's not there at all, it doesn't matter. The dam is the matir, not the emurim. Ube mugdashim enoke. However, by other karbonis, this is not true. There, even if the basar was tame, if you got some chelev, you'd still be zorek the dam, because we don't need achila on other karbonis. Now, who is this going according to, gentlemen? Who is this going according to, Rabbi Eliezer or Rabbi Yehoshua? No, it's only Rabbi Yehoshua. Because what it's saying over here is that if you wouldn't have had at least one of them, you would not have been able to do the zrika, even by other kachim. Correct? It's only saying if you have one or the other, you could do. But according to Rabbi Eliezer, you don't need one or the other, you don't need either. So that means that what we have been doing is an exercise in futility. The Mishnah only works out according to Rabbi Yoshua. So what was the whole nonsense about Lema Masnis in the law of Rabbi Yoshua? Of course the Mishnah is Rabbi Yoshua. It can't be anybody else. So Tosis explains that that was all part of the question in the first place. You're not trying to escape, are you? Because you're Arminian.
Okay.
I don't trust anybody. It's not funny. So, does this? That's all part of the question. If the first part of the Mishnah does not work out, Aliba the Rabbi Yoshua, then, I mean, it's also absurd. We have a Mishnah that only works out Aliba Rabbi Yoshua in the Seifa, but doesn't work out Aliba Rabbi Yoshua in the Reisha. The Gemara was taking that into consideration when it said Lema Masis and Rabbi Yeshua. It wasn't Stam an exercise of trying to figure out who the Tan of the Mishnah. What do you care if it's not Rabbi Yeshua? Not so bad, but this is crazy. Okay. Omer of Gidol Amarav, you have to understand that even though the Mishnah says do not do the Zrika, if you did, it would be Meratzeh. So if it was Hurtza, what's the point of Hurtza? Obviously, you can't eat your carbon Pesach. What do you mean, what's the point? You don't bring a Pesach Sheni. If you missed your Korban Pesach, you bring a Pesach Sheni. If you brought a Korban Pesach, even though you ended up not being able to eat it, you don't bring again a Pesach Sheni. So you were Yotzei. You could be Yotzei. Remember, the Chiev of the Korban Pesach is different than the mitzvah of Achila of the Korban Pesach. HaMatzot Merorim Yochluhu is a separate mitzvah, besides the mitzvah of V'shachtu Oto Kol Adat Bnei Yisrael. That's a dinner bringing a Korban. You brought your Korban. Were your Yotze, your Chiev of eating at the Leil HaSeder? No. Fine, so you weren't. There's no Pesach Sheni for people who weren't Yotze the Seder. Pesach Sheni is for people who didn't bring the Korban. You brought the Korban. See, even though, L'chatchila, we would not have told you to bring the Korban if you weren't able to eat it. However, if you did, it would be okay. What? It would be okay? I'm so confused. I thought that the whole idea of a Korban Pesach is to eat it. We've been saying all along that if there's no, it's only being brought to eat. And here it's not going to be eaten, but b'di'avad, it's okay. What does that mean? No, where'd you get that idea from? Achila lo ma'akva. What? It takes me 77 pages to find out that through the whole Masechta, we kept saying it's got to be, it's got, that Achila's not ma'akva. All of this thing, shachtav, shalai la'ichlav, shalai la'minuyav. What's going on? What am I missing here?
I want my money back.
What do you mean it's not ma'akev? What about the pusik? I mean, we dodged in the pusik way back then. Ish lefi achlon. No, that's just the mitzvah. It's not ma'akev. You're supposed to be able to eat it. But la'akev lo, come on, you can't be doing this seriously. But Tanya, I mean, what about like the whole, remember the drosha? B'michsat nefashot teaches us malamed she'en ha'pesach nishchat ela leminuyav. It's got to be shechted for the people that are monoi to eat it. You might think, okay, it's a nice thing to do, but if you shechted it some other way, it would still be kosher, you just didn't do the mitzvah right. Talmud lomar ish lefi achlo tachosu al aser. Hakatuv shana alav la'akev. The pasuk repeats it to tell me that this is li'ikuva. And you'll notice, I know what you're going to tell me. You're going to tell me, now what does this have to do with the question? This is people who were not monoi on the Pesach. It has nothing to do with eating. I mean, it's true you can't eat if you're not monoi, but this is a different issue. A korban Pesach has to be brought for the people that are bringing it. That's all it's saying. What does that have to do with eating? Ah, but wait a minute. Isha fi achlo goes hand in hand with b'michzat nefashot. It's in the same Pesach. We're makish it. Which means if shalo l'menuyav is ma'akev, then shalo l'ochlin is ma'akev. You have to be able to eat it. Well, that's true, but Rav follows a different shita than this braita. Rav is going aliba to Rabbi Natan. Rabbi Natan holds that achila of the Korban Pesach is not ma'akev the Korban Pesach. You're kidding. Where? I never heard of this Rabbi Natan. Where is he? Hi, Rabbi Natan. I mean, surely you're not referring to the Rabbi Natan and the braita, the Tanya. Rabbi Natan Omer, famous braita, minayin shekol Yisrael yotzin bePesach echad. Where do we see that theoretically? All of Klal Yisrael could be Yotze with a single Korban Pesach. Now, there is not going to be enough meat to go around to everybody if they're all on one Korban Pesach. You know? Talmud lomar, v'shachtu oto kol kahal adat Yisrael ben Arbayim. What does that mean? The entire kahal has to shech the Korban Pesach. I mean, that's not true. I mean, not everybody that's registered on Karban Pesach does the Shemitah. One guy does the Shemitah, right? Ella, what does this pasuk tell me? That the entire Kahal Adat Yisrael can have the Shechtu Oto, can have one Shechet, Shecht one Karban, and they'll all be Yetzeh, despite the fact that there's no possible way for everyone to get a Kesayas of Achila. So obviously, the Achila is on the Hakev. Well, now wait.
Maybe they send that to McDonald's.
That's not barbecue. Dilma, Shaine Hata. Maybe over there it's different. Why would that be different? Because that's not the pshat, that there's no meat. There is meat. In other words, theoretically, in the event that people would pull out, other people would pull out. So let's say 99.9% of the people would pull out, leaving me and my 50 friends. It would be enough for us, right? Okay, so in other words, theoretically, you could say each person is rowing for a kezias of this karban. There's meat. Just the way it happens to be right now, it doesn't work. It's a type of OU in the sense that it's true that if I said I'm shechting this for all of these people, then you're right. Then it's not for us. But if I'm just saying I'm shechting for whoever is going to be the ones that eat it, so in the end, if guys pull out, theoretically, who are you going to exclude? You. Why, how do you know me? Maybe everybody else will. You? No, maybe everybody else will pull out. So basically, you cannot bring a riot from there that if there's literally no meat, the meat is lost, the meat is tummy, whatever, there's no meat. You can't bring a riot from there that if there's no meat, Rabbi Natan would hold it's not ma'akim. So Dilma Shani Ata, maybe it's different over there. The Imam Shechiani Chazilahani, the Imam Shechiani Chazilahani. I mean, theoretically, everybody could have a piece of it. So it can't be that, Rabbi Natan. Okay, so Eloha Rabbi Natan. Maybe it's this Rabbi Natan and another bride at the Tanya. Nimnu anaf chabura achat. Let's say you had a large chabura and there was enough for everyone in that chabura. Now comes along and nimnu anaf chabura acher. Second chabura comes along and joins. The rishonim sheyesh lem kizayit. They eat their korban pesach and their potter from making a pesach sheni. The achronim who did not have a kizayit are not oichlin, and they are not considered to be menuyim in the first place because you cannot be a monui when there's nothing to be monui on for you to eat. Therefore, the only ones who were the menuyim were the first group, and they are fine, and there's no problem, but the second group did not bring a korban pesach, and they have to bring a pesach sheni. Whereas Rabbi Natan Omer, nobody has to bring a pesach sheni, because when I was zorek the dam, I was zorek the dam on them. Yeah, but what? But that's the same as that first case, because over here also, suppose the first chabura pulls out, so then there will be theoretically basar for the second chabura. So therefore, maybe all Rabbi Nelson is saying is this type of ho'il. No, this is theoretically, there's basar possible, then the monu is chal. So if there's a zrika sadam, you're a yotze. I didn't eat in the end. Nobody holds you have to eat in order for you to be yotze. So whatever you could have eaten. Shkwani zragdam. So, okay, but Akata, see that inside, Dilma Shani Hata, maybe there too. You can't bring a raya if there's no meat at all. Maybe the point that Rabbi Natan is making is the same basic point. The Imam Shechiani Chosiluhu, and therefore it should be okay. No, because that's what he would have said. What does he say? He says, Shekfar Nizrak Adam. What does Shekfar Nizrak Adam have to do with anything? He should have simply said, Hoyo, like Richie says, Hoyo, Hoyo, Veruyin Moshech. Well, why does he say the reason is Shekvar Nizrak Adam? That's irrelevant. So you see that the point, according to Rabbi Natan, is look, I don't care whether there's Basar. What I care about is the Dam. When you Zurich the Dam, you're Yotze. That's what Rav is saying. You're Zurich the Dam, you're Yotze. Oh, you shouldn't have been Zurich the Dam. That's a different question. But once you're Zurich the Dam, you do not need to have meat to eat in your Korban Pesach. Achila Loma Akva. Isn't it a little weird for Rav to push Rabbi Natan into our Mishnah? That the Mishnah means im zarak hurtza. Why would he say that? What does he care if he says the Mishnah means afilu b'di'avad, nothing to do. No basar for your Korban Pesach. Even if you would go ahead and be zarek adam, it's still not a kosher zrika. Why does he have to say that the Mishnah should be referring only l'chatchila? My duchki d'rav d'mukim l'mat nitin l'chatchila, and claim that the Mishnah is going al libet Rabbi Natan. Why doesn't he simply say the Mishnah is going according to the Rabbin? It's going according to the Rabbanan. And the Mishnah means afilu b'di'avad nami, and it's not kosher. Because Rav's got a problem with the Mishnah. Read the Mishnah carefully. What does the Mishnah say? Nitma basar eino zorekes adam. What does that mean, eino zorekes adam? Do you mean it's possible? Say so. Nitman basar, a Pesach basar. Eino zorek as Adam is telling you how to act. Don't be zorek the dam. Okay, I was a bad boy. I didn't listen to you. I did do zorek. So obviously the Mishnah is saying if you did do zorek, then it's kosher. Otherwise it would have just said straight out basar. Right? Did yavak? Clearly it's kosher if I did it. So therefore, litnei pasul. When the Mishnah says ein zorek, it means ein zorek lechatchila. But the avad, if you went ahead and did it, then it would be fine. So, but didn't we just like have the whole pasuk ish lafi achlo? I mean, what is ish lafi achlo coming to tell me then? What happened to the whole hekesh that we had? Lomali. No, you don't understand. You're still very unsophisticated about this. There's two completely different issues. There's the question of whether there's a carbon to eat. And then there's a question about whether there's a person who could eat the carbon if there's a carbon to eat. Ish lafi achlo is 100% true. If you were memana a zakein or a chole on the carbon pesach, it's possible. Because it's nishchat shelo lemanui. The person has to be able to eat a carbon pesach in order to bring it. But if something happens and he's unable because the carbon isn't edible, that's not his problem. That's not an issue of ish lafi achlo. Ish lafi achlo is a din in ish lafi achlo. Nitma basar is a din in the korban. Two completely different issues. And according to Rabbi Natan, do not confuse the two at all. Because bi'inan gavra, the chazer le'achila, we certainly need the person who is money on the Pesach to be capable of eating. Mantana, l'hadatana rabbonin, who is the author of the following brayta? Shachato la'ochlav. You shachted the korban Pesach for the people that were going to be eating it. And then Zarku Damav Shalola Okla. You went ahead and you had in mind, Beshat Shkita is what it means, to be Zarek the Dam for those who cannot eat. The Pesach itself is kosher. And so, in other words, the idea over here is you can't eat it, maybe, but you were Yotze, and therefore Adam Yotze Yedei Chovato. This seems to be going out Libet Rebbe Natan. Because he says, look, it's true, you ruined the Korban Pesach by shechting it, by being zerek it, that is to say, amachshev ezrika shelo la'ochlav. But nonetheless, it's kosher, because you didn't eat it. Who says you have to eat it? So maybe it's only going like Rabbi Natan, not Rabbanan. No, you missed the whole point over here. It's going afil temer Rabbanan, having a machshava at the time of Shechita, about who you're doing the zerika for. When it comes to the question of achila, is irrelevant because, as we saw before, ein machshevet ochlin bizrika. There is no din of the question of who is going to be eating the korban at the shas of the zrika. It's ish lafi achlo tachosu alaseh bishashchita tachosu, like kosu. So it's only a din in shchita. And even though I'm doing the shchita in order to do a zrika that shaloi la'ichlav, there is no validity to any machshava b'shat zrika, whether it's literally or virtually b'shat zrika, that would define the carbon as being posel. Therefore, when it says Pesach atzmo kasher, it doesn't mean it's kasher theoretically, like Rabbi Nassim says, you don't say even though it's not usable. It's usable! That's the point. You didn't do anything to it by having a machshava z'echlin b'zrika. No, but you mean there would be negeh shaloi l'shma, no. There is a machshava shelishma from shchita to zrika. It's only benagia achilas and pesach where the Torah was megala that it's only a din in shchita. Man tana lo hadatan rabbona shachatu lo ochla vizor kudamo shelo lo ochla a pesach atzmo kasher. Who is the author? Who is the author of the following braita? That if one shechted the korban to those who were going to be eating it, but you had in mind that you were going to do the zrika at the time that you did the shechita, that you were going to do the zrika shelo la'ochlav. So the din over there is that the Pesach atzmo is kosher. We thought that that meant that the korban is kosher, meaning you could do the zrika and proceed with the haktara, but you certainly can't eat it. It was possible in terms of the oichlin. And that would be a very strange din because it says that if the Pesach Atzmo was kosher, then Adam Yotzi bo Yedei Chovato. But how could an Adam be Yotzi Yedei Chovato if he didn't eat his carbon Pesach? It would appear that this too is going out to Rabbi Natan. And Rabbi Natan said that even if you don't eat the Korban Pesach, that's fine. So apparently it's Rabbi Natan v'lo Rabbana. No, this has nothing to do with that machloket, says the Gemara. Afilu teima Rabbanan. Ein machshevet ochlin bizrika. There's no din of the machshava at the time of shechita for zrika that is meaningless when it comes to the din of achilat haPesach, because the Torah was mechadesh that halacha of tachosu al aseh on the shechita, which is the tachosu al aseh. And therefore, it doesn't matter. Not because when we say Pesach Atzmo Kosher, it's not because the Pesach is different than the Achilas. The whole thing is perfectly normal Korban Pesach, and everybody eats it. And the Machshava was completely meaningless. And what about the following brayta? Man Tana Lo Adetan Rabbanan Hareshaya Chole B'Sha'at Shechita V'Chalim B'Sha'at Zrika Or Chalim B'Sha'at Shechita. Suppose either the shechita or the zrika was done for a baal of the Pesach, who either at the time of shechita was unable to eat, but he was able to eat at the shas zrika, or at the time of shechita he was able to eat, but he was ill at the time of the zrika. So the din over there is that you must not do the shechita of the zrika. Ein shechatim v'zorkin alav. He has to be well and capable of eating all the way through, from the time of Shechita through the time of Zrika. Now, I mean, I suppose that this is going specifically Aliba the Rabbana, not Rabbi Natan, because according to Rabbi Natan, what's the difference? It would be kosher anyway. So why would it be Ma'akev my Shechita or Zrika? Says the Gemara, don't be silly. Of course, according to Rabbi Natan, it's the same thing. Afilu teima Rabbi Natan. When we were saying that the achila of the Pesach is not ma'akev, that means if something's wrong with the korban. But as we said, it's not in a case where something is wrong with the person. We still will need the gavra chazil achila be'ina. You must have minuyav. That's clear. So the idea of michsat nefashot, of course, was not an issue. The Torah was ma'akev with that. What defines michsat nefashot? People that are capable of eating. Everybody agrees to that. What does that have to do with the other issue about whether the basar is edible? They're two completely different worlds. The people that are the bialim of a Korban Pesach need to be theoretically able to eat it. If in the end the Pesach was inedible, there is where we're not sitting. It doesn't matter if in the end it's inedible. But obviously there need to be baalim that are shayach ta'achila. And what about the following braita? Man tana lohodatan rabona shochato b'tahara v'achar kach nitimu ba'alim yizarek hadam b'tahara v'al yochal basar b'tuma. How about the following? If you shechted it, and it checked that everybody was tar, and then the baalim became tummy. You can be zorig the dam only b'tahara, and you must not eat the basar b'tuma because the shechita was done for people that were tar. So Rabbi Elazar says, well, keman, that's part of the machlokes of Rabbi Natan and the Rabbanan, because certainly it's not going to work out if you hold that it needs to be eaten. So it's got to be going on Alibi to Rabbi Natan.
But the Holcha Bura,
well, yeah, either the Holcha Bura is just one person, whatever the case may be. So according to him, the halacha would be that you do not need, apparently Rabbi Elazar understands Rabbi Natan as holding you don't even know you're a god for the Chazil Achim, because over here the person can't eat. Nothing happened to the meat, something happened to the ball. So apparently Rabbi Elazar does not agree with our previous interpretation. He accepts our initial approach, which is, apparently this doesn't go only in Rabbi Natan. He says, you're right, apparently it doesn't. Then this braita only goes Aliba Rabbi Natan, according to him. This is how Rashi understands. There are other ways of learning the Gemara, but we'll take Rashi's approach to keep things simple. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, Rabbi Yochanan says it's not true. Afilatema Rabbanani. It works out fine according to Rabbanan. We are not talking about an individual Korban Pesach. We're talking about the Tzibur's Korban Pesach. Chokhmah Iskinan B'Tzibur. In which case, what's the problem? Even though it's everybody's tummy, there should be no problem. We do it even B'Tuma. If we're doing it B'Tzibur, then why do we say that we shouldn't eat the meat B'Tuma? I thought that the tumah is okay with Tzibur. I'll tell you. Because you see, if we allow people to eat betumah under these circumstances, we run into a problem. Because people say, gosh, that's interesting. At the time that we brought the Korban Pesach, that is to say, at the time of the Shechita, we were all tahar. And then we became tumah later. And they let us eat it. So this year, and so what happened apparently is the Nasi died and everybody had to go to the funeral, everybody became tummy. So this year, this was some 20 years ago, that's what happened, and we all remember we ate it even though the Shechita was Batara. This year, the Nasi died after the Zrika. Everybody came tummy after the Zrika, which was that the Shechita and the Zrika was Batara, then it wasn't brought to Tumah. If it wasn't brought to Tumah, nobody's allowed to eat Tumah Saguf. Are you crazy? That's a Zizakaris. So therefore, in order to avoid making that error, the Rabbanan said, listen, we're not going to allow you to eat it like this. So therefore, Gezera Shema Yitamua Ba'alim Li'achar Zrika, some other time. And they'll say, well, Ashtakat last year, 20 years ago, whatever it was, isn't the same thing that happened then? Wasn't it true that nitmeinu v'achalnu? So we could do the same thing now. Hashtanami nechol v'lo yadein. They will not realize that there's no comparison, because the last time this happened, hashtakar gizdarek dam balim tmeim av. At the time of the zrika, the balim were tmeim, and therefore the pesach was a pesach that was docha tuma, because it was a carbon of the tzibur, where it was brought to tuma. But this year, Hashta Balim Torinav. And therefore, there's absolutely no answer for them to eat it now that they became Tamid, because this was a normal Korban Pesach brought Patara. So to avoid that, we made a Gezerah. Okay, so let's just do, I don't know precisely what you did, let's just do a brief review as to what's going on over here. We have a little bit of a problem in our Mishnah. The Mishnah says that the Omer and the Shtei Alechem are Boyin B'Tum'ah, which means that you can bring something betumah even though there's nothing there that's kosher. Because after all, there's nothing you're going to be able to eat. If you hold that ein hatzitz b'ratzeh la'achilot, and you hold that in ein basar ein dam, which is what Rabbi Yeshua holds, in ein basar ein dam, we assume that he holds ein hatzitz b'ratzeh la'achilot. Then the Gemara said the Mishnah apparently is going shalom aliba the Rabbi Yeshua, because we're bringing a matir. We have nothing to bring a matir for, because we have nothing to be matir it as. So therefore, we got into a whole question of what Rabbi Yeshua's Torah actually is. We came out saying that actually Rabbi Yeshua holds that you can have either basa or dam, and that there's enough kamina between a lechatchila and a bidiyavad, And then I think that's where we got up to, right? Yes. Okay. So we tanya Rabbi Yeshua. Imer kolas v'alchem shabatera ben shenit b'basav achelav kaim ben shenit b'achelav b'basav kaim zerik es adam avanit mutar vayu lo alma kasav Rabbi Yeshua ena tzitz meratze lo ala olim v'lo ala alfilot ela liyolam. This was all yesterday's gemara. Liyolam Rabbi Yeshua imas nisin and no, nonetheless lo kasha kam lechatchila Kandi Avad, and there's enough Kamina. What Rabbi Yeshua was saying is, don't be Zarek the Dam. Whereas what the Mishnah is saying, it was proclaiming, even though we're going to ask in a moment, that certainly doesn't seem to be what the Mishnah is saying. But what the Mishnah is saying is that if the Dam was Zaruk, or if I brought the Kemetz, then it would be kosher. That's all the Mishnah is saying. Asks the Gemara, first, do we not take my, you didn't do this even though it's part of yesterday?
No.
Okay, Guminot Temra, how do we know that there is such an afkamina? The Shani Leil Rebbe Yehoshua Ben Lechatchila L'diavad. Who's to say that Rebbe Yehoshua only meant to say that Lechatchila you shouldn't be Zerik the Dam, but if you were there it would be kosher? Or by Menachas Lechatchila you wouldn't be Makriv the Kemetz, or the Lechem Aponim, the Bezich, whatever the case is, whatever the matter is. But B'diavad it would be okay. The Tanya nitma basar oshi nipsal oshi atzar chutz lekiloyim. Rabbi Eliezer amar yizareit. So there was quite Rabbi Eliezer. If the boss was tamei or pasul, then you would be zarek the dam lechatchila. Rabbi Yeshua amar lo yizareit. So far, no raya. But here's a raya. Bode Rabbi Yeshua sheim zarek urza. Rabbi Yeshua nonetheless would be mode that in the event that you went ahead and was zarek the dam on boser that was tamei, or that was Nifsal, or was Yotze, it would be in fact Meratza for the Korban, and B'diavada would be kosher. Welcome home. So, asks the Gemara two things with this approach. First of all, when we said before in the Brice, it's Pussel. Pussel certainly is Mashma. Pussel meaning b'diavad, and you're saying it's only lechatchila. Furthermore, the Mishnah says chamisha dvarim ba'im. It doesn't say chamisha dvarim sheba'u. So, in other words, if you have in the Mishnah a statement that it's mutter lechatchila to bring the following five things, so ba'im is lechatchila mashma. You're claiming that the Mishnah is going to give the Rabbi Yehoshua because it means b'diavad. It's unacceptable. Elalokasha. In fact, it is indeed Rebbe Yehoshua. However, there's an afkamina between the Yochid and the Tzibur. Can be Yochid. It's over there. Where did we have the bright a moment ago? That says be Yochid lechatchila. You don't do it, but only be Avadim Zarakurza, where Rebbe Yehoshua said that it was referred to an individual. Whereas the Mishnah is talking about a Tzibur, and a Tzibur. Now here, there's a question as to why the Tzibur is different. Rashi Tainas, the Tzibur is different according to Rabbi Yeshua because Rabbi Yeshua holds Tuma Hutra B'Tzibur. Since it's Hutra, you don't need Ritzoy Tzitz, you don't need anything, there's no problem of Tuma. Tosva says that it's very difficult to believe. First of all, if that were the case, it should have just said, Kasav Rabbi Yeshua, Tuma Hutra B'Tzibur. Period. Like we talked about earlier, such a lashon, and that would have answered everything. Further, we'll see later on in the Sukkah that it's difficult to believe this. Therefore, Tainus Tosfos, that the meaning actually is this. Before, we're sticking with what we said before. It's an afkamina between lechatchila and b'diavad. But where does that come from, that afkamina? It could only be at the Rabbonim. In other words, the Rabbonim are telling you, don't do it. So the Rabbonim, when we said psula, means lechatchila, it's possible. So the Chachamim said, don't be zorek mid Rabbonim. But Tzibur, they weren't gozer not to be zorek. But since it would be Yotze, so they didn't make a lechatchila, don't do something that isn't right in a Tzibur. Even though Lemaisa, I do need Ritzoy. It's not that he holds that Tum is Hutru B'Tzibur, as we'll see later on. But in any event, our Mishnah is talking about B'Tzibur, and therefore even lechatchila, Chamisha Dvar Merboim, Afilu Aliba Rebbe Yehoshua. B'diavad, even a Yochid would be Yotze. Yeah. Now, shall we, however, say that the Mishnah is definitely not going according to Rabbi Yossi? Because, after all, Rabbi Yossi said the Feirish had Einatzitz Meratz Alachilatz. And furthermore, as we'll see, Rabbi Yossi holds that you need to have both Bosar and Emuri. So now, that would mean that the Mishnah can work out in Libet Rabbi Yossi, the Tanya, Rabbi Eliezer, or Meratzitz Meratz Alachilot. According to Rabbi Eliezer, the tzitz makes even the ritzui of the dam on things that were meant to be eaten, even though these things are tamei, the tzitz allows the zrikas adam on those things. Doesn't mean you can eat them, you can't eat them. But nonetheless, it makes them as if they are kosher. We'll see there's a number of issues for which it's important to know that the tzitz is meratz on achilas. But the simple one, in the sugya so far, is that if I require meat in order to be zerik the dam, and the meat would not be here, so I couldn't be zarek the dam. If the meat is tamei, I should also not be able to be zarek the dam. Comes along the tzitz, and it says, pretend that the meat is tamei. So it's meratza on the zrikas adam of basa that's tamei, not that you can eat the basa. It's never meratza, and it's not called ritzri anyway. It's never machir the basa. But it turns the basa to the equivalent of being tar vis-a-vis all halakhic ramifications other than the heter for you to eat it. So now, Rabbi Eliezer says that tzitz is meratza. Rabbi Yossi Omer ein hatzitz meratza halakhilas. Now the assumption is, kasarka daita, Midakama Rabbi Yossi ein hatzitz meratza halakhilas. Since he says that the tzitz is not meratza, and therefore the oichel is considered to be, for all intents and purposes, not here, because it's not usable, because it's tamei. Now, that's only important if you hold of Rabbi Yoshua. Rabbi Yoshua holds that you imein basar in dam. And over here you have no basar. I mean, otherwise it's irrelevant, right? So if he holds like Rabbi Yoshua, to be an authority, then we'll have to say that the Mishnah, Nima Hashem, Asisa, Delok, Rabbi Yossi. The Mishnah that says that you can go ahead and the Katkila bring your Omer and Shtei Alechem, there's absolutely nothing there that's usable, because the tzitz will not be meratza on the Omer and the Shtei Alechem that are tamei, then obviously the Mishnah cannot be going according to Rabbi Yossi. Says the Gemara, a very surprising thing. No, actually, Rabbi Yossi doesn't hold the Rabbi Yeshua. Rabbi Yossi holds the Rabbi Eliezer, or holds you could bring dam, even though there's no basar. And he learns, remember, what's the comparison of dam and basar? That you have to be zorek the basar, the same that you're zorek the dam. It doesn't mean that you can necessarily have to link the dam and the basar, just that they're similar in how it is you bring them to the Mizbeah. Remember yesterday, Sunday?
Yeah.
Huh? Okay. That's the only comparison. So then if that's the case, if he holds dam afa pisha in basar, then what the heck is the purpose of the tzitz being maratza? Who needs the tzitz? I don't need the basar anyways. Even if the basar wasn't even present, I could bring the dam. So then what's the tzitz going to be doing here? Ask the Gemara Hachi, if he holds you could bring the dam without having any basar anyway, or you could bring the matir of the omer, even though you're not going to have any omer that's roi for achila, so then, lamai hilchata einatzitz meratza alachilot. I understand. Well, why is it relevant whether the tzitz would be meratza or not? There's no achila that needs ritzri, because you don't need achila in order to be zarek the dam. Why are we even discussing it if it's irrelevant? Says the Gemara, I don't understand. And according to you, Rebbe Eliezer holds it's also irrelevant, because Rebbe Eliezer holds that im ein baser you're still zarek the dam. So then why does Rebbe Eliezer say that tzitz is meratza an achilas? For what? Meratza for what? If the food isn't here, I still am going to bring the matir. So the time, if according to you, you think that's a question. Rabbi Eliezer, the Omer Atzitz Meratze, given the Omer Dam, Afa Pishein Basar, since he holds you don't need Basar anyway, Atzitz Meratze, Achilot, Lamai Hilchata, who cares whether there is no achila anyway that's needed? So why do I need the tzitz? Ela, so what are you going to say? The only point is lamikve e bepigul v'lafuke mide meila kamiflege. The machlokus between Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yossi as to whether the tzitz is meratza is not whether the tzitz is meratza in order to allow the zrikas adam, but rather whether the tzitz is meratza in order to have an effect on pigul. For instance, let's say that somebody, after doing now the shechita in order to go ahead and do the zrika le'achar zman, chutz l'zman, now he goes ahead and does the zrika in order to eat chutz l'mekayma, for instance. Now, as we know, pigul is only pigul if it's 100% kosher besides the pigul. Right? It's an anti-korban. If I have any other psul, such as a chutz l'mekayma on the basar, and that cancels the pigul. There's no chi of karas on the pigul. It's not a kosher carbon, obviously, but it cancels the pigul. Now, over here, if there is no basar, I can't very well have a machsheves chutz l'mekomo on the basar, could I? Ah, comes along a tzitz and says, but halakhically there is basar. So therefore, you can have a machsheves chutz l'mekomo. Okay, so it's no ge'a la'alach, even though it's not no ge'a v'zrikas adam. Furthermore, you'd have to ask yourself, normally, a carbon starts off with being chayav and mi'ilah. We have kosher kadosh. Now, the only thing that takes it out of Me'ilah is when I do what is necessary to be matir the Achila for the Kohanim. But in this case, I can't be matir the Achila for the Kohanim because it's not Torah. Nonetheless, the tzitz is Maratal Achilais to make it the equivalent of Kosher Kohanim, in which case it loses its din of Me'ilah, even though I can't eat it. So there's still plenty of need to discuss the question of whether the tzitz is Maratal Achilais, even though I don't need it to be Maratz and Achilas to be allow us to do the Zrikas Adam, or to allow us to do the Akravas Aktoras, or to allow us to do the Akravas Abizich and Analechem Aponim, correct?
It loses the
Din of Me'ilah. The moment it becomes kosher to eat, it loses the Din of Me'ilah. Here it didn't become kosher to eat, but that's it's Maratz and Achilas. So now it becomes equivalent of kosher to eat. So that's the issue with Eliezer, Sava Maratz and Tzitzeluyeh. Rabbi Eliezer says vis-a-vis those two points, the tzitz is maratz mashkele ketahar. It makes it the equivalent of tahar meat. The kavale bepigo lomafik lebidei meila. Whereas Rabbi Yosi Sarba lo maratz tzitz aluye lo mashkele ketahar. Since the tzitz is not maratz, the meat for all intents and purposes is not here, and therefore lo kavale bepigo the lomafik lebidei meila. It's irrelevant to the pigo. And it also is never kosher to eat, and therefore never loses its isser of Me'ilah. Maskelah v'mori. Let's even assume that you're right. I'm ready to agree that he holds like Rebbe Eliezer, that he named Basar, nonetheless, Yejdan. Okay? But Bishleim, Azvachim, so I understand, in each one of these cases, there's a reason to be mocked of the matter. This is a very interesting question. The Zvachim, I'm going to bring the Dan because I have the Emur. Right? Okay. So with the Zvachim, fine. I've got the Dan. The Emur, I've got the Matir, which is the Kenitz. The Lechem Aponim, I've got the Matir, which is the Bezichim. What is the Matir of the Shtei Alechem? The Shtei Alechem are Chometz. The Shtei Alechem cannot be brought anywhere near the Mizbeach, other than for the Tzlufa. It can't be put on the Mizbeach. So where is the matir for the Shtei Alechem? What are you going to say the matir is? The dam of the kvasim. But it says the kvasim separately. It says zifchei shalmei tzibur. The zifchei shalmei tzibur can only be a reference to the kivsei atzeres because those are the only shlomim that are brought by the tzibur. And the dam of the zifchei shalmei tzibur on Shavuos is matir the Shtei Alechem. But if that's what it's referring to, then you only have four cases in the Mishnah, not five. Says the Gemara, what are you going to say? Shtei Alechem Ha'ikla Mima. V'chi Tema, maybe you'll say Likarev Aleha, that it means for those things that are being brought with them, namely the Zifke Shamech, Haine Shamech Zibor. That was listed as another one of the five cases. In which case, Imkein Havilei Arba'a, you said there's five things. You list separately the Shtei Alechem and the Zifchei Shalmei Tzibur. But that's the same thing. So where is there a matir of the Shtei Alechem other than Anan Chamishatzanan? We said five, and there's only four. Ooh, boy, that's bad news. So now we can no longer learn. We can no longer learn that we're talking about the Akrova of something else, the matir. Won't help us to say that according to Rabbi Yossi you hold that either is Dam Alpha Pisha in Basa. Because that works out perfectly well for four out of the five. But it doesn't work for the Shtei Alechem itself to say that the Tufa is considered to be okay. Eloka Sever Rabbi Yossi Hutra Tuma Utra Betzibur. What we'll have to say is that according to Rabbi Yossi, the truth is that there is no heter of the tzitz whatsoever, and indeed perhaps everything else is a big problem, and maybe he wouldn't hold that you would be zayrik the da, but we're talking about a tzibur. And for the tzibur, the tuma disappears. It's as if it's not tummy at all. It's not dochwe that requires a tzitz. It's hutra lechatchila, and it's as if the tuma is not even an issue. You don't have to even attempt to make things better. It's as if there's no dinim of tuma whatsoever. Asks the Gemara, but that's not true, because Vatanya echadze v'echadze mazin alav kol shiva mikol chataot shayusham divrei Rebbe Meir. Whether we're talking about the kohen on Yom Kippurim, or whether we're talking about the Kohen that goes to burn the Pora Aduma, on both of them we're very makbid on Tyra, as you know. We have tremendous milos for the Pora that has to be done with absolute Tyra, other than the fact that we make him Tomei. But besides that minor problem, Lahotzimi Libam Shav Sedurkin, we do everything else in super Tyra. And on Yom Kippur, we do everything in super Tyra. And therefore, says Rabbi Meir, every single day of the 7 days that we're mafreshim, the Kohen, we take from all of the deposits of all of the Pora Adumas that were ever made in history, there weren't that many, and we use, we kept the deposit of each one in the Beis HaMikdash, we use all of them to be mazin Allah. And Rabbi Yossi says, well, there's no point in being mazin every day, I mean, well, because maybe it was mazin before, well, start with Ushlishi Vishri. Because it doesn't really matter. You could start at any point to do Shalisha Vishri. Ein Mazin al Shalisha Vishri Bavai. The problem is that according to Rabbi Yossi, you just said Tum is Utra B'tzibur. If Tum is Utra B'tzibur, it's fascinating that we're doing a Hazah to be Matir, to be Matir somebody who anyway isn't Tumay as far as the Torah is concerned. See, Esau Kadaita Kasavar of Yossi Tum Utra B'tzibur, Loma Li Hazah Akla. What do we need Hazah for? So you cannot say that according to the OC, Tuma Zutra B'tzibur. I'm afraid that you're going to have to give up. We have no way of making this Mishnah work out according to Rabbi Yossi. Because once he holds Tuma is only Dechuya B'tzibur, then he's going to have to tell us what he holds about why we're bringing a Matir, even though we don't have anything. Okay, so you'll say, we'll bring, because he holds Rebbe Eliezer. Because even though you don't have anything to be martyr, go ahead and bring it anyway. That's all very nice until we get to the problem of the Zifre Shalmei Tzibur and the Shtei Alechem, which equal the same thing according to that. Because the actual Shtei Alechem itself, according to him, the Tzitz is not Meratza Lachilas, what are we going to do with it? So there's no way to make this Mishnah work out of Libet Rav Yossi. We're stuck. Omalei Rav Papala Abaye. Getting back to Rav Yossi, isn't Rav Yossi a little bit strange? I mean, weren't you bothered yesterday by Rav Yossi, who says, oh yes, I think Rav Eliezer is absolutely right. I also think Rav Yeshua is absolutely right. They both say the opposite of each other. So how could he hold that they're both absolutely right? I hope you're right too. The old answer. As the Gemara, sort of Papa, ask the Baya. I don't understand. Rav Yossi's got a star over here, in which A owes B, and he makes it, he's mezaket to both of them, to both the A and the B, so that they both owe each other. What does this mean? Shtara mezak lebetrei. How is he posturing like two contradictory things? To Tanya, if you recall, this is what we had yesterday. Omar Rabbi Yossi, ro'eh ani yez divi Rabbi Eliezer bezvachim, v'divi Rabbi Yoshua bezvachim. Oh, and I also hold of Rabbi Eliezer b'menachais, and Rabbi Yoshua b'menachais. I hold of Rabbi Eliezer b'zvachim who said dam afa pishein basar, but I also hold of Rabbi Yeshua who holds him ein dam ein basar, ein basar ein dam. I hold of Rabbi Eliezer b'menachas who said kemetz afa pishein sham shirayim, but I also hold of Rabbi Yeshua who says imein sham shirayim ein kemetz, imein kemetz ein shirayim. Now how do you get away with saying something so crazy? Omarlei, so Abaye answered, Rav Papa, you misunderstand what he's saying. He wasn't saying that he's paskening like that. Mistavra Kamar, he was saying a svara. He was saying that, look, when he was holding him, Mesekah Zvachim, and he heard the Machlokas, Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yoshua, and they never said anything about Menachas. They only talked about Dam and Bas. So he, Rabbi Yossi, was saying, it appears to me, that in the same way that there's a machlokas, Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Yeshua Bezvachim, that they would argue also in Menachas. If you hold Ein Dam, Imein Basar Ein Dam, then you would also hold Imein Mat, Imein Shirayim, Ein Mat, Ein Kenos. Yeah, or whatever the Matir is. And when he was learning Menachas, he said the same way they argue in Menachas, Mistava they argue in Zvachim too. So kikoy bizvachim on the mistabaki echo the pligi bizvaki pligi on the menachas. When he was holding him in menachas, he said, mistabaki echo the pligi menachas, pligi nami bizvach. Said Rav Papa, okay, that's impossible. Because, I mean, I understand if you're learning zvachim, since Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Eliezer never discussed menachas, So you'll have to say, look, it's the same svara. The stamma, they argue also in Menachos. So hey, teina ach kikoy bezvachim marma mistavra ki echad pligi bezvachim pligi dami Menachos. Fine. That's because the psukim that they were arguing about that compared the dam to the basar is a din in zvachim, obviously. So therefore, he had to say it appears to me it would be exactly the same relationship between any matir and what it's matir. It never would apply to Menachos too. But to say that when he was in Menachos, he needed to say mistaver keichad pligi b'menachos pligi dami b'zvachim. That's crazy. How he could cry b'zvachim? The whole machlokas originates in the psukim that are dealing with zvachim. Why would anybody need to say that if he finds a machlokas Rabbi Shur b'Eliezer Menachos that it probably applies to zvachim? Of course, it applies to zvachim. That's the whole source. Actually, what he was saying was this. He was indeed paskening. He was saying, I hold of what Rebbe Eliezer says when it comes to the case of Nitma. Whereas I hold of what Rebbe Yoshua says, Divrei Rebbe Yoshua, Be'avud v'saruf. And I hold of what Rabbi Yoshua said if the meat was actually lost. So if it's lost or it's burnt up, so then ein achinami. I hold of what Rabbi Yoshua says. I'm sorry, if there's no meat, there's no dam. But I hold of what Rabbi Eliezer says, that even if there's no meat, there is dam when it comes to tumah. Why is that? Benitva my time shum demarati tzitz. Is that because you're saying that Rabbi Yossi is saying that even if you hold in ein basar ein dam, that the tzitz is meratza al achiloi, so therefore if it's nitma, for all intents and purposes, he's paskening like Rabbi Eliezer? Is that what you're saying? But I thought you just got finished saying a minute ago that we said aliba to Rabbi Yossi that ein tzitz meratza al achiloi. So how could he possibly have been saying that would be against his own psak. He couldn't be paskening that the tzitz is maratza lachilas. Okay, all right, let's try this again. Elo kasha. What Rabbi Yossi was saying is, ro'eh anias divrei Rabbi Eliezer b'tzibur. So in a tzibur, I hold what Rabbi Eliezer says, that even imein basar yejdam. Okay? Whereas I hold what Rabbi Yeshua says, b'yachid. Why do you hold b'tzibur, that even if there's no basar, that there's still dam? My time, Mishum the Tuma Hutra B'tzibur. First of all, we just proved a minute ago, according to Rabbi Yossi, that Tuma is not Hutra B'tzibur, because we saw the Rabbi Yossi held you have to sprinkle from the Porah Duma on the Kohen Gadol. So obviously he doesn't hold that Tuma is Hutra B'tzibur. So Chora, number one, Shamed the Rabbi Yossi Dama Tuma Dechuyehi B'tzibur. We just proved 2 minutes ago that he does not hold that Tuma is Hutra B'tzibur. Furthermore, what is he trying to say? That we're talking about Betzibur. What does he mean, I hold of Rabbi Eliezer? Even Rabbi Yoshua is mode of Betzibur. That was the way we answered the Mishnah, even Rabbi Yoshua. Kan b'yachid, kan b'tzibur, we said. See, Betzibur, what do you mean, Rabbi Eliezer, ma'akshav alo Rabbi Yoshua? Did we not just say that made Rabbi Yoshua? Ha'am b'tzibur, afilu Rabbi Yoshua made. So it can't be that either. Whoops. So what is Rabbi Yoshua said? All right, let's try another one. I hold of what Rabbi Eliezer said. If you went ahead and was zayrek the dam, even though there was no basar, it's kosher. But I hold of what Rabbi Yoshua says when it comes lechatchila. Nope. The avada for the Rabbi Yoshua nami modim. What do you mean you hold of Rabbi Eliezer? We just got finished saying according to Rabbi Yoshua, b'diavad, that it's kosher even on Libra Rabbi Yoshua. Doesn't it say in the Braisa, which is the first thing we learned today, Tani made a Rabbi Yoshua, She'im Zarak, Hurtza. Ah, there's a difference though, isn't there, between Tuma and Ovud Visorov. You see, Hikatani made a Rabbi Yoshua, Im Zarak, Hurtza. Where does Rabbi Yoshua hold that if you did this Rika B'diavad, it's Muratz? That's where it's Tame. Which Tame, it's at least extend. So you did the Zrika on Basar that was here but was inedible. Where did you see the Rabbi Yeshua's Meida? even b'diavad, that if you do the zrika on basar, it doesn't exist. It was sorrow. How do you know that he would hold his kosher? That he doesn't say. Ba'avad v'sorov lo. Whereas what Rabbi Yossi is saying is that I hold of Rabbi Eliezer b'diavad, even b'avad v'sorov. Because according to Rabbi Eliezer, imein basar, nonetheless, it's a b'diavad that I hold is true. I don't hold the katzchila, but if it's done, it's kosher. Rather complex again, but meanwhile we were able to be mevarech quite a few fundamental issues that are central to all of Zvachtum and Menachos. Right, okay, so well, let's just review. We spoke about the question of is there an innate connection between the matir and what it is that is being matir. Those are two things. Either it's being matir the achila, where there is achila, or it's being matir the hakrova, where there is hakrova. Do we need both of those things? Do we need either of those things? This we found is a machlokas. Can we just bring dam even though we don't have what to bring it on? That was a machlokas. Can we bring dam if we have one thing to bring it on? Then we furthermore have the shaila of, is tuma on the achilas make it the equivalent of being burnt up as if it's not there or not? That would be the question of whether hatzitz meratzeh ala achilas. Then we had the question of whether tuma is hutra b'tzibur or tuma is duchuya b'tzibur. Okay. Those were all fundamentally interrelated subjects. However, each one can be addressed separately. Hutra means it's, for all intents and purposes, there's no tuma at all. You don't even have to try to make it to her. And the chuya means, first of all, that you still have all the limitations of imein basar and dam. Unless you'll see it's maratza. Further means you got to try your best. So mazin alav, therefore require hazar and so on, if possible. Zot. Nitma, getting back to Karban Pesach, in case you forgot, we were learning Psachim. We're getting back to our Karban Pesach again. Nitma basar, suppose by a Karban Pesach, the basar became tamei, and the chalev is still around. Since the Karban Pesach is unique in that the whole purpose of the Karban Pesach is for eating, in this particular case, eino zorek es adam. Even according to Rabbi Eliezer, who normally would say, what do I care if there's basar? His meida, when it comes to Karban Pesach, you do not do the zrika where you don't have meat to eat. Nitma hachelev v'habasar kayam. On the other hand, if you don't have emurim because they became tamei, but you do have basar, you would be zorekes adam. And b'mukdashim, whereas by other karbanas, this is not the case. B'mukdashim ain't okay. Ela afa pishin itma basar v'achelav kayam, zorekes adam. Normally, even according to Rabbi Yoshua, the din would be that if the basar is tamei, as long as I have chelav, so in other words, I have shirayim, and I have a matir, the dam, I'll bring the dam for whatever the emurim, in this case it's the emurim. That would be enough. But by a Karban Pesach, it's not enough, because the ikur of the Karban Pesach is for achila. Nonetheless, very surprisingly, although we've seen this sugya before earlier, omrev gidol amarav, nonetheless, im zarak hurtza. If you went ahead and we're zerek the dam on a Karban Pesach that has no butter to eat, you don't bring a Pesach sheni and you were yoitzim. Very strange. Ask the Gemara. I thought the whole deal was that the Karban Pesach has to be eaten. Yes, but achila lo ma'akva. The achila is not an absolute. It's not. But Tanya, didn't we say earlier? Bimitzat melame chena Pesach nishkat elalaminuyav. You cannot check the Karban Pesach other than for those who are registered on it. Yochol shachator shelo leminuyav yeheka over ala mitzvah v'kasher. You might think that if you did so, that okay, you didn't do it right, but at least it's kosher. Talmud Omer ish lefi yochlo tochosu hakatuv shana alav la'akev. The Torah now repeats this to make it very clear that even b'diavad, it's ma'akev. And we saw earlier itkish ochlin l'menuyin. That the same way that we have a hakfara here in the Torah, that it has to be a registered eater, it also has to be a registered eater. Meaning it has to be eatable, has to be eaten, has to be a man that can eat. It's not enough that he's registered if he's sick or he's too old to eat. That's true. And enochinami, according to that, it is absolutely wrong what Rav said. Because even b'diavad, if you were Zorik, it would not be worth saying. The thing is that Rav was following another shita. Rav was following Rabbi Natan's shita. Rav Yomar Rabbi Natan. Yomar, achilat psachim lo ma'akva. There is clearly another approach to this, according to which it is not ma'akev if you do not eat your carbon pesach. Where do we see such a shita? Hi, Rabbi Natan. Ilei mahal Rabbi Natan. Is it the following ma'amar Rabbi Natan? Detanya. Rabbi Natan omer, minayin shekol Yisrael yotzi mepesach achad. How do we know that all of Klal Yisrael could bring a single korban pesach? Talmud lomar v'shachtu oto kol kahal adat Yisrael bein arba'in. What does that mean? V'chi kol ha'kahal kulo shochtim. I mean, halo ein shochet el echad. What do we need everybody to the shechita? What, everybody's supposed to hold the knife? You can't, actually. You have to have one person holding a knife. Ein shochet el echad. Ela melamed. What this means to teach us is that for shachtu oto, even though there's only one, kol kahal adat Yisrael would be yotze with that one carbon pesach. Well, even though obviously there's not a shazayas to go around. Exactly. Tetvav, tetvav. Elam alami, shekol Yisrael yotze mepesach echa. But maybe, I mean, that's not the same as saying it doesn't have to be roi l'achila. It is roi l'achila. It's just, there's too many Yisraelim, so theoretically, if some people would quit and let the other people eat, so I mean, there is a carbon pesach, there are Yotzim. So Dilma Shani Hatam, the Imam Shkiyani Chazalahani, the Imam Shkiyani Chazalahani. I mean, maybe if these withdraw, the others could eat. Tosfos learns that it means literally withdraw. In other words, deregister. You're not allowed to deregister after Shkita. So he says, maybe it's talking over here that going according to Mount Yom holds you can deregister even later. Right? But it could be, I mean, it could be another approach would be simply to say, if they don't eat, there's enough for others to eat. Because I withdraw and I don't eat. But in other words, theoretically, there is an achila over here. So that doesn't prove anything. You're trying to say if there's no achila b'klal, there's no basar. But nonetheless, it's kosher. So where do we see Rabbi Natan holds that? Elohar Rabbi Natan, and actually you're right, from here we can't prove it. But there is another sheet of Rabbi Natan that says, "Tanya, nimnu alav chabura achat, v'chazru v'nimnu alav chabura acheret." Suppose first we had one chabura and there was enough to go around, and then another chabura comes and adds, and now there's no longer enough. Rishonim sheyesh lam kizayit. So the first chabura where there was enough, they eat, and they're patur b'lasot pesach sheni, because the second ones don't register. The other ones don't have a right to eat, and they are chayef to make a pesach sheni. Was Rabbi Natan omer elu veelu pturim milasor pesach sheni shikvar nizrak adam? Rabbi Natan says, look, bottom line is you did it already. It's kosher for both of them. Yeah, but I could ask you the same thing on this as I asked you on the other case. I mean, akati dioma shani ati bimam shachani chozalahani. I mean, maybe the point is because if some would withdraw, then the other ones would have what to eat. Yeah, but that's what he should have said then. Why didn't Rabbi Nassim say, Litne, hoyo v'ru'in limashaykh, unquote. Why does he say, Shikvar nizrak adam? Look, the dam was already nizrak for following. It's okay. Shema aminasa. Clearly he's trying to tell us that b'dam talyam yilta, the whole thing is dependent on the dam, and not on the question whether theoretically you could have eaten it. So therefore, what he's saying is, if l'maisa you were registered on a carbon pesach, despite the fact that you don't have what to eat, if the dam was nizrak behechsher, shema mina b'dam ta'ayam yilta, and achila lo me'akva. The question is, though, it's a little bit strange for Rav to insist that the Mishnah is going according to this sheet of Rabbi Natan. Where does he see that? What forces Rav into a strange position of saying But if you were Zorek Adam, it would be okay. Let the Mishnah stand as stated. Why does he have to make it go according to Rabbi Natan? Asks the Gemara, my duchke the Rav, what was forcing Rav, the mukim lalamat nitin, forcing us to understand the Mishnah specifically to mean only lechatchila, and it's going, I'll leave it to Rabbi Natan. Let him say it's going like the Rabbi, it's going according to the Rabbanan, and even if b'diavad you were zarek adam, afilu b'diavad nami, it would not be kosher. Ah, because Rav was bothered by the Mishnah. Rav looked at the Mishnah and it was kishite. Why did the Mishnah say ein zorek et adam? The Mishnah says don't be zorek. What do you mean don't be zorek? Say it's possible. Nitma abortu v'chelev kamyam, possible. The carbon is no good. Why does the Mishnah say ein zorek et adam? So what it's telling you is what not to do. The implication being, but if you did it anyway, it would indeed be kosher. Says Rav, clearly the Mishnah is a reference to the Shita of Rabbi Natan. That's the point. Elishma mina, that the meaning of Ein Zorek, unquote, is lechatchila. Avo diavad shaper dami. But how does Rabbi Natan understand the pasuk? I mean, doesn't it say, Ish lefi achlo? Ish lefi achlo, I mean, we said that is not a cave. Ish lefi achlo lomali. Now, Ish lefi achlo simply means that Ve'inan Gavra Dechozi La'achila, the Pesach, whether the Pesach is eaten, the Pesach isn't eaten, it's not mine. That's the din of Pesach. The question is, the person, in terms of the halach of the individual is not really to eat. He can't register in a korban Pesach. That's the point. That's still true. The individual has to be roy to eat in order to be yotzis korban Pesach. The carbon does not have to be eaten in order to be a kosher vessel. Those are two completely different issues. Man tana lahada tana rabbanan. So then who would be the author of the following? Shachto lo ochlav. You shecht the carbon pesach for those who can eat. V'zorku damav shalo lo ochlav. And then you did as rikas adam for people who can't. A pesach atzmo kasher. The carbon pesach itself is fine. And since the Shechita was done, Adam Yotzebo Yedei Chovato, is that going dafka according to Rabbi Natan and not according to Rabbana? Name Rabbi Natan, Lavo Rabbana, because after all, he passed it by having a Machsheva Shalolo Ochlo. No, even according to Rabbana, Afiyotem Rabbana, Ein Machsheva Tochlin Bezrika. Remember, the Torah was only marked on Tochosu Alaseh. That's the tachos of the Lashon Shechita. So it's only b'shas Shechita that we're marking. There's no concept of ochlav, alola ochlav, at the time of Zrika. Okay. Man tanu l'adu tanu rabbanon. Hare shaya chole b'shat Shechita v'chalim b'shat Zrika. Suppose a guy was ill at the time of the Shechita and he couldn't eat. And then by the time they got to the Zrika, he was okay. Or he was well at the time of Shechita, but sick at the time of Zrika. Ein shochtim v'zorkin alav, we don't do the Shechita and Zrika ad shecholim. Mishat Shechita ad shat Zrika has to be roi from beginning to end. Isn't that davka according to Rabbanan? Because according to Rabbi Natan, it's not makbid. Neima Rabbanani v'lo Rabbi Natan? No, we just got finished explaining. Afilo teima Rabbi Natan, the individual has to be roi. Gavra dechazi l'achila b'inan. He's moaned that the individual has to be roy to eat. All he said was is that if an individual who's roy to eat was nimn on a carbon pesach that ended up not having what to eat, he's yotzei. But if he was an individual who wasn't roy to eat, then even if there was what to eat in the carbon pesach, he isn't yotzei. So there's two separate things that have to be looked at separately.
And
whatever, the chabura, whatever the case is, but that. No, one individual isn't going to be yotze either. The question of the individual in the chabur is benogea the question of whether there are ochlin, lochlin, shalol ochlin. Fine, it could be talking about there are no chabur of ochlin. But the individual isn't roi, can't be a member of. Man tana lo ad tana rabbanan shachto betara. What about this? If you did the shechita betara, and then between the shechita and the zrika, Nitmu Abad, Now the Bailam became Tame. Yizarek Adam b'tahara, va'al yachel basar b'tuma. So it says that nonetheless, we should go ahead and do the Zrika b'tahara. In other words, the Kohanim should be Tahorim, the Kalim should be Tahorim, and the meat should not be eaten b'tuma. So now, who is this Mandiyama? Kiman. Omer Rabbi Elazar b'machloket shnuya v'Rabbi Natani. Lechora, this is going according to Rabbi Natan, because what is the point of bringing a Korban Pesach where you can't eat the meat? According to Rabbana. It says over here, go bring a Korban Pesach where you can't eat the meat. So how could it be the Rabbana? According to Rabbana, if there's no meat, then the Korban is a joke. So Lechora, it's dependent on the Machlokas. Rabbi Yochanan says, no, it's not dependent on the Machlokas. You misunderstand the case. It's an unusual case. The case over here is talking about where the whole tzibur became tamei. How's that possible? Say the nasi died. Everybody's in the Beis Hamikdash. Suddenly the nasi dies. They did their shechita, and so everybody runs to be metapel in the mace. The entire tzibur now becomes tamei between the shechita and the zrika. And now the question is: it's betzibur. In which case, if it was betzibur, we would have done a lechatchila even betuma, right? So atzila betuma nami avdi. So I understand. If that's the case, why can't they eat the basar? I don't get it. If you did the Zrika and saying over here that it was betuma, then tuma is okay betzibur, so why can't they eat? Am I in a basar necho betuma? Oh. The shayla is like this. How about if the same thing happens next year, except this time the nasi dies after the Zrika? So now everybody will say, well, last time the Nasi died, and we had already done the Shechita, we went ahead and we ate the meat betuma. But they don't realize the reason they ate the meat betuma was because the Zrika had been done for it to see whether it was tummy. Therefore, the Basar was mutter to eat betuma. Mashiach came in this year, they did the Shechita and the Zrika, they did Betaira. Once they do it Betaira, you can't now suddenly change it into a carbon that is roy to eat betuma. So in order to avoid the case in which a tzibur will make such a toast, the yomru, eshtakad al Satan himself, look, last year, lo nitmenu v'akalnu, didn't we become tamei and eat anyway? Hashtanami necho, so let's eat this year too. V'lo yade, and they won't remember, keep in mind, the eshtakad, last year, Kiz Darik Dam, at the time of the Zrika, the Balim were already Tmeim, and therefore the Basar was Roy to be eaten Betuma. Whereas Ashta, we have the Balim Tahirin Nava at the time of Zrika, and Mamela, we would have a case of a carbon tomb, a carbon that was Shechted Betaira, Nizrak Betaira, and now all of a sudden you're going to eat Betuma? That you can't do. Okay, we'll see if there's anybody saying more, which we'll do tomorrow. Unless you want to continue? Go to the two dots?
Alright.
Vibay Zema, or we could say that going back to the beginning, why did Rav say that Im Zarak Wurtza, even though there's no Basa, he was going according to Rabbi Yoshua, the Tan Rabbi Yoshua Omer, Kol Azvachim Shabbat Torah, Bein shenitma basar v'chelev kayam, bein shenitma chelev u'basar kayam, zorek es adam. In all normal zvachim, we would go ahead and be zorek the dam as long as we have something to be matir. Either the chelev to the mizbeach, or the basar to the violin. But there are two special cases, and that is the nazir, that's the shalmei nazir. With the whole halacha over there is that the nazir has to bring a korban shlamim, where he puts his hair under, he just shaved, underneath the pot in which the shlamim is prepared, and he goes ahead and he eats that. That is a carbon that's being brought specifically for that mitzvah. And the osef pesach, which is also being brought specifically for the achila of the basar, where over there, those two special cases, nitma chelev u'basar kayam, zorek es adam, but nitma basar v'chelev kayam, ein zorek es adam. Nonetheless, ve'im zarak hurtza. So then, even though there's a mitzvah, nonetheless, b'di'avad, it's not na'akev, and that's what Rav was saying. Nitmu habalim b'meit lo yizrok ve'im zarak lo urtz. However, if the Balaam himself was tamei meis, for over there he's bichlal, not roy to eat even tonight because I got 7 days of tuma. Over there, even if we were zerik adam, it's not ma'akev, because even though the achila is not ma'akev, we just saw that, because the whole thing with the boss is tummy, it's not ma'akev, but you need nonetheless a person who could eat. Again, there's two separate issues. So, because the Torah says b'feirish, somebody's tummy nefesh doesn't bring a pesach rishon, he only brings a pesach sheni. You can't say b'bili avad, he's yotz with a pesach rishon. That's a din that his pesach is the pesach sheni. That sheet of Rabbi Yeshua could be the Rav. Forget about Rabbi Natan. And everything works out just fine. L'yaylam Rabbi Yeshua imasisi. V'lokashe kan l'chathila kan di'avad. Ki yom Rabbi Yeshua l'chathila di'avad lo. U'mino teima d'shani le Rabbi Yeshua ben l'chathila di'avad. T'tanya nitma basar shenifsal. O shiatza chutzik elayim. Rabbi Eliezer and Yizarek, Rabbi Yeshua and Lo Yizarek. Umode Rabbi Yeshua, Shim Zarak, Hurtza. Don't like that shot. Chada, I don't like it because Psula is Mashva B'diabad. Furthermore, Hamisha Dvarim Boim Lechatchila is Mashva Lechatchila. Elo Lo Kasha, Kan B'yochit, Kan B'tzibur. Name of Matzis is Lo Krivios. Etan Rabbi Eliezer and Ratzitz Baratza Lachitz Rabbi Yossi over Enatzitz Baratza Lachitz. So we assume that Midikom Rabbi Yossi Enatzitz Baratza Lachitz. Obviously, also Rabbi Yeshua, that you need to have Basar. Doma bina tarte. So, name Ashtam assisted Lok Rabbi Yossi. No, Rabbi Yossi actually holds like Rabbi Yezer. Doma dafa pishain Basar. So, Yachi, what's the difference whether it's Tzitzit Maratza Achilas? And you could have asked the same thing according to Rabbi Yezer. Rabbi Yezer, Doma Tzitzit Maratza, even Yom Adam, Afa pishain Basar, what do I care if the Tzitzit Maratza Achilas is Yelkata? Ela, you understand that there's other issues. For instance, the mikvah bepigel, or maybe lafuki b'nei mila kamiflege. It's there, Rabbi Eliezer Sava Maratz, it's Elohim Ashley Ketahar, and therefore kavale bepigel, and therefore mafikle b'nei mila, as Rabbi Yossi Sava, lo Maratz, it's Elohim, v'lo Ashley Ketahar, v'lo kavale bepigel, mafikle b'nei mila, completely without any considerations of dam and bos. Matkivla Rav Mori. Let's even assume that Rabbi Yosef Sovek Rabbi Yosef Bishlei Bezvachim, okay, Yikadam, Oimer, Yikakom, it's Lechem Apanim, you could also have the Bezichim. The Shtei Alechem, what is the matter of the Shtei Alechem? V'chitem, you'll say the matter is the Shalmei, the Dam, the Korev Yimoyim. That's the same as the Shalmei Tzibur, in which case, in Keravle Arba'a, Vanan Chamishatna, ooh, okay, we'll have to say, because Rabbi Yosef Tumor Hutra Bezibur. But he doesn't. And what does Rav Yossi even hold? Rav Yossi shtar mezakel betrayu. The Tanya, I'm Rav Yossi Ron, yet the Rav Yossi Bezvachim and the Rav Yeshua Bezvachim. The Rav Yossi Bezvachim and the Rav Yeshua Bezvachim. The Rav Yossi Bezvachim Shoyam and Dam Apa Dishain Basar. The Rav Yeshua Bezvachim Shoyam Renein Dam Ein Basar. Renein Basar Ein Dam. The Rav Yossi Bezvachim and Kermit Apa Dishain Sham Shirayim. The Rav Yeshua Bezvachim Renein Sham Shirayim and Kermit Apa Dishain Shirayim. Oh, Marlene, no. He was only saying Mistavra come. In other words, Ki Koy Bezvachim, he would say Mistavra. When he was learning Menachas, he would say, "Mistaber Gechabim Menachas Pligenam Bezvachim." On Malay, at Tainaki Koy Bezvachim, I'm Mistaber Gechabim Bezvachim Pligenam Menachas. Understand? Dika Koy Kikdivet Bezvachim Kikdivet, but Kikoy Bemenachas, I'm Mistaber Gechabim Menachas Pligenam Bezvachim. Why would he have to say that? Or Yika Koy Bezvachim with Echdivet. Ela Lo Kasha Roei Ani Etiv Rebbe Liazah Benitma V'Div Rebbe Yeshua Biavud Besaruf. Why? Beditma my time Mishum de Maratze Tzitz? I thought Rabbi Yossi holds Einat Tzitz Maratze Lachilas. Whoops. And a look, Kasha. Rani has different Rabbi Yezib at Tzibur. Rani has different Rabbi Yeshua at Yachid. Why? At Tzibur, Mishum de Tumah Uchub at Tzibur. First of all, you just said Rabbi Yossi holds Tumah is not Uchub at Tzibur. It's Kriya at Tzibur. Vahod, Ib at Tzibur. What do you mean Rabbi Yezib Machshir? Only Rabbi Yezib, not Rabbi Yeshua. We said that at Tzibur, Afilu Rabbi Yeshua is himself is made. El Reya Ani Divir Rabbi Eliezer B'di Avad, B'Divir Rabbi Yeshua Lechatchila. Biavad, even Rabbi Yeshua himself is Meida. Diktani Meida Rabbi Yeshua, Shim Zarak Wurza. Ah, but Habatuma Habavad Vesorov. Kika Tani Meida Rabbi Yeshua, Shim Zarak Wurza was only Ben Nitma, Habavad Vesorov, lo. And Rabbi Yossi was come to say, Rohed is even Rabbi Yezer, Biavad, even Biavad Vesorov, because Biavad, Imein Basar, Yesh Dam. Nitma Basar Vachor Chelav Kayam in Azarak is Adam. Nitma chelav abasar kayam zorek as adam b'mukdashim in okein ela afa bishen nitma basar vachelav kayam zorek et adam. Om Rav Yilam Rav im zorek hurtza. What? Vabinen achila. Achila lo ma'akvi. What? Aksi vishla fi achlo. That's la mitzvah. La'akev lo v'atanim v'chzat v'lam ashen ha'pesach nishkar al menuyam. Yoch ha'shok v'shalol al menuyam yek over la mitzvah v'koshtam alam reishu fi achlo tachosu ha'katuv shana alav la'akev yit kishok min menuyam. El Rav Yom Rabbi Natan Yom Rav Nitzachim Nama Akvei. Hi Rabbi Natan Ilai Ma Rabbi Natan Natan Rabbi Natan Rabbi Natan Shkoi Yisrael Yotu Pesach Echadam Lo Vishok Tu Tu Kol Kala Dati Yisrael Bin Harabai Vichi Kol Akal Shoktin Lo In Shafet Ela Echad Yom Olam Shkoi Yisrael Yotu Pesach Echad Yom Shani Hatu Di Imam Shkani Chozal Hani Vi Imam Shkani Chozal Hani Elo Ha Rabbi Natan Tanya Nimnu Alav Chabura Echad Vechazbunim Alav Chabura Echad Nav Zdani Naftiin Rishanim Shiesh Lam Kizayet Or Klin Upturi ולעשות פסח שלי אחרונים שאין להם כזית אין אוכלים וחייבים לעשות פסח שני. רבי נתן אומר אלו ואלו פטורים לעשות פסח שני שכבר נזרק אדם. So I can still say דומה שאני הייתי בנם שכה נכנס ולעני. Because אם כן לתנאו ורואי למושך, why does it say שכבר נזרק אדם? שמע אמינה בדם תאיים יולטה ולכיל לא מעקבת. Now explain to me my duch to the Rav, the mukim למעציז לחתחיל רבי נאסן. Let him just say פרשתס, it's going to רבונה ואפילו בני אבנמי. No, but now we look. Rav matnitin kshita lei. Amai tani eno zorek et adam. Litei pasu. Shma minei zorek lechat fila. Abriyavet shabri domi. Ulo rabina tani shlufi aklo lama li. Dibina gabri lechozi lachila. Man tani lo detan rabana chokto. Lo yoch lova zorek abav shlo loch lova peskat vokoshorem yotsu bidei chuvato. Keba nima rabina tani velo rabana. Afilo tem rabana. Ein makshevet ochlin mizrika. Man, tanu lo detan rabbanan arisha yochel bishat shchita v'chol bishat zrika v'chol bishat shchita v'chol bishat zrika. Ein shoftim v'zorkin alav shechol bishat shchita v'chat zrika. Kima neim rabbanan v'lo rabbi natan. Afilu teim rabbi natan gavra dechotzi lachila be'inan. Man, tanu lo detan rabbanan shoktu betara v'yakak nitmu abal mizorak adam betara v'yal yechel basar betuma. Kima nom rabbi alazar b'makloket shnuya v'rabbi natani. Rabbi yochrom afilu teim rabbanani. Och, my skin and betzibur, that feel betuma na me avdi, betzibur, am I in a basar necha betuma? Gzeira, shemi, itamu abalim leachar zrika. Viomru eshtakad lo nitmanu, viachalnu anyway, ashto na me necha. Velo yadit eshtakad, ki is darek dam balim tmeyim avu, and therefore the basar could be eaten betuma. Whereas this year, ashto balim torna abe at the time of zrika, and therefore the basar wasn't able to be eaten. Viboitem arav the yomak rebi Yoshua. The time Rabbi Yeshua bear kolas v'akim shabatar by nit b'vaz of chayv kaiyam nit b'chayv b'vaz of kaiyam zirkus dam. Whereas Nozir b'vaz of Pesach, because of the special mitzvahs that are nagiyah the baser, nit b'chayv b'vaz of kaiyam zoreket adam, nit ma basar b'chayv kaiyam ein zoreket adam. However, im zorak urtza, nit mu habalim b'meit lo yizorak v'im zorak lo urtza, because there's nobody that's roi for Pesach Rishon. Very good.